Hey, Jared, I know you're not official. I know you're not officially in the Pro Bowl yet, but you are a first alternate, and it looks like there's a pretty good chance that you'll eventually find yourself on the roster. Just what does that mean to you, just from a personal standpoint, just given where you were last year to get to a point where you have some serious Pro Bowl chances right now?
Yeah, it's a huge honor, and something that I was very honored to see last night. But I don't think any of it's possible. It's very much so a team award. You look around the league at the top amount of guys that teams have, and most of the teams that have a lot of guys in the Pro Bowl are better teams. So most of the time it is a reflection of the team, and that's no different with my selection there.
Jared, how much thought did you give to that possibility at the start of this year? Was making the Pro Bowl anything that kind of motivated you? Was that a goal of yours?
No.
Was it anything you thought would be realistic for you?
It wasn't ever a thought, really. I just wanted to try to get better every day and focus on every week, trying to improve and let everything fall where it may at the end of the year. And still not really, something I'm very honored by, but not necessarily something that I'm going to hang my hat on. There's a lot bigger things I want to do as a team and personally.
And just outside of what you benefit from just with the people around you, where do you think it is that you got better the most since last year?
Just got more comfortable. Things start to slow down a little bit more as you go through a season and into your second year. It happens at every level, in high school and college, and then now in the pros. It's, the first season is learning a lot, and then the second season starts to settle down, and it continues to go that way as time goes on, I think.
Hey, Jared. I know Coach has stressed winning every quarter and taking the season in those increments. Now as a kind of calendar turns to December, we're getting into January. How is this team's goals adjusted, beyond just doing well each quarter?
I don't know if they have. I think our goals, obviously weekly, is to win the game. But ultimately, at the beginning of the year, the goal is to win the division. And we've put ourselves in a good spot to do that with these last two games. And it starts with Tennessee this week and going there and hopefully coming out of there with a W. But, I don't think our goals have changed much since the beginning of the season. We do focus weekly, like he says, and like I said a second ago. But, I don't think it's changed much.
When the goal is to win the division, and now it's something that you can tangibly do this week, is that something that comes up now between you guys on the team?
It is there for us to take this week, and that is definitely something that we know. But I don't think it changes our approach or our preparation or anything that goes about the week any differently going to the game. And knowing that if we do win, the division is clinched, but knowing that that's just the beginning of our journey, and hopefully have a lot more football after that.
Jared, you face Aaron Donald in practice, but are you glad that you don't have to face him in the game?
Yeah, very, very. I see him in practice every day, and I go, man, I do not want that on the other side of the ball. And sometimes you'll sit, we're sitting on the sidelines, and you look up at the – I normally watch the game from the scoreboard, and sometimes I'll zero in on him, and it's just unbelievable. Some of the stuff he does, and he's truly unblockable. I mean, I haven't seen a team block him yet, and teams will double-team him. He'll split the double teams. And the best thing about it is if you double-team him, it's, Robert Quinn or Carlton Barwin or Brock or any of those guys can get through on against one guy. And so it's a tough guy to play against, for sure. I'm glad he's on our team.
Is there anything, obviously, to win the division and advance through the playoffs, but for you, is there anything that you want to kind of get out of the way before the end of the season, whether it's some kind of a drive or some kind of a play combination that you haven't been able to execute to this point?
No. I want to go in and, win the last two, and that starts this week. I don't think there's any certain situation I'd like to be in. I'd like to, be up a lot in both games, but, you never know what happens, and situations will come up, I'm sure, in the next two games that we'll be able to hit, but no, I want to win this one first and move on.
Can you make a case for Todd Gurley as MVP?
I'll leave that up to you guys. I sure could. I know how important he is to us and how important he is to everything we do daily. And, he's a guy that we definitely try to get the ball in his hands as much as we can, because you guys see what happens. But, I'll let you guys do that and everyone else around the league.
Jared, do you think Sunday's game did anything for just you guys' confidence just to win that way against that team and in that environment?
I think we expected to go up there and win. I don't know if we expected to do that, but we expected to win. And sure, winning in that fashion, does definitely, make us feel good about the day. But I don't think it changes anything about our team and the way we felt going into that game. We felt confident in ourselves, and we felt like we can go up there and win. And And we did. We did it by, you know, a good margin, but I don't think that changes our mentality at all.
Anything about playing in cold weather situations, be it in Seattle Sunday or upcoming in Tennessee, change how you prepare, how you grip the ball, things like that?
No. I mean, we'll be aware of it. I think we've played in a few of those this year and came away with W's and played pretty well offensively. So definitely something to be aware of and something you got to be cautious of. But, no, I don't think it'll change anything.
Jared, you guys are going to be playing a desperate football team looking to keep their playoff hopes alive, obviously. And, you know, the defense is going to be coming at you. Can you talk about the problems that they present you going into Sunday's game?
Yeah, I think they just by seeing up to this point in the week, they just do a lot of different stuff. They do show a lot of different things and are very multiple defensively. And, you know, a coach like Dick LeBeau has been in the league for so long, been around so much football, is a tough guy to go against, no matter what week it is. And, you know, they will be hungry, and so will we.
Jared, we've written a lot about, like, what Sean's brought to the organization, guys like Whitworth who weren't here last year. But what do you think you've brought to the team this year?
That might be a better question for other people, but, you know, I just try to come in every day and work as hard as I can and be the best leader I can be, and continue to try to lead the offense and move the ball around and, you know, get the ball into other people's hands and let them run and kind of sit back and watch and let everyone do their thing. But, yeah, I just felt like that's what I've tried to bring.
How quickly did you realize that this might be a much better season for you personally?
I don't know. I like I said, I think the season's gone well and we're happy with where we are, but I don't know what week or what day it felt like it clicked. You know, we just kind of got better through the off season and came into training camp feeling pretty good and went through the preseason and played pretty well offensively and came to the season. And that first game might be an indicator. I mean, we came out and lit it up pretty good offensively and kind of said, okay, we can do this. And, yeah, I don't know if there's an exact week.
Sean has really instilled this next game. Is that easier said than done this week? A, coming off where you were in the big win, but more importantly, his franchise hasn't been in a position where if you win this week, you make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it can be, but I don't think it will be with the guys we have. I think, you know, maybe some other teams, you know, may have issues with that, but the guys we have in this room and in this building, and don't let any of that stuff affect them, and move week to week as you're supposed to, and as Sean preaches.
Have you thought about that? This is the team that traded basically you for five other guys. And
no, I haven't thought about that. No, that's a good point, though. I haven't thought about that.
What do you think? I mean, go up against that team.
Awesome.
All righty. Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jerry.